Good morning, Sheridan. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Friday, July 24, 2026. Here is your weather for Steele County, MN. Today, a high near 79 degrees, mostly sunny. Tonight, a low near 65 degrees, isolated rain showers. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn added about 2 cents, and beans added about 6 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per Hoosier Ag today. House passes $12 billion farm aid package, but Senate roadblocks lie ahead. Honest truth, the tape does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks point higher into the open, S&P futures up about 0.4%. A firmer tape eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. House passes $12 billion farm aid package, but Senate roadblocks lie ahead. House of Representatives to narrowly approve a $95 billion budget reconciliation package containing $12 billion in emergency agricultural assistance, specialty crop recovery, beyond the grain belt. The funding addresses acute natural disasters. Despite strong backing from the American Farm Bureau Federation and House Agriculture Committee leaders, the reconciliation package faces severe headwinds in the upper chamber. We have to work on year-round E15, and we have to work on helping farmers deal with catastrophic natural disasters like the wildfires in California, the freeze in Florida, Newton said. Story 2. Ohio State Master Gardener volunteers bring expert advice to Ohio State Fair. Those everyday questions become an opportunity for the Ohio State University College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, CFAES, to share one of its greatest strengths, turning university research into practical advice through Ohio State University Extension and its Master Gardener Volunteer Program. We just want to help them have a successful experience in the landscape and garden, located in the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Natural Resources Park. The Ask a Master Gardener Volunteer booth sits beside the GeoWalk Garden maintained by Franklin County Master Gardener Volunteers. Throughout the past 2 years, nurseries in Virginia and surrounding states have observed an uptick in wilt and severe dieback on redbud, maple, and dogwood Virginia state tree, industry campaigns and herbicide. Story 3. Planting green may call for herbicide adjustment. The University of Delaware team applies herbicides over roll crimped cover crops at their study site. Dense roll crimped cover crops block herbicides from reaching the soil. Cover crops and soil residual herbicides can make a powerful weed control duo, but only if those herbicides actually reach the soil. Soils that are exposed to prolonged drought often develop desiccation cracks, which impact soil properties and exacerbate moisture loss throughout. Story 4. Forage fundamentals explained. In addition, forages also provide environmental and soil health benefits, including support for key principles of regenerative agriculture such as minimizing soil disturbance, keeping soil covered, maintaining a living root system at all times and increasing crop diversity. Soils that are exposed to prolonged drought often develop desiccation cracks, which impact soil properties and exacerbate moisture loss throughout. Story 5. Opinion. Trump made the right call on fertilizer. Now finish the job. It was the right call, and farmers heading into fall application season should welcome it. Before the duties, in 2019 and 2020, Morocco supplied 72% of U.S. by September 2021. Retail MAP hit $800 per ton, a level not seen since 2009 as inventories of fertilizer hit record lows. Senators warned Commerce in 2023 that the duties had exposed farmers to the risk of inadequate supply into the future. Story 6. Haze, hogs, and harvest, an East Central Indiana crop progress update. Farmer Matthew Chapman provides Hoosier Ag today with a crop update from Henry County in East Central Indiana. They look very similar in the mornings. We raise the wheat so we have a nice, dry place to apply our fertilizer from our hog barns here in the summer when the conditions are right. In these difficult economic times for grain producers, Chapman says having those hog barns has been a blessing. Like most years, the fields that are well-drained and have lot of field tile will shine while others might be zeros. Story 7. Bushmills ethanol fined for air permit violations. After reviewing air pollution tests that the company conducted on in August, 2025, MPCA staff determined the facility emitted levels of particulate matter less than 10 microns, particulate matter less than 2.5 microns, and volatile organic compounds that exceeded the facility's air permit. Soybean growers relieved over end to Minnesota's Clean Cars Rule 1 hour ago. Dear right to repair settlement is a start but not enough. Flanagan and legislative candidates say 12 hours ago. Ag economist reminds that farms can't live on optimism alone. 12 hours ago, in addition to paying the fine, Bushmills Ethanol agreed to test again for excess PM10, PM2.5, and VOC emissions. Since 2019, the MPCA has issued 8,419 enforcement actions amounting to more than $24 million in penalties. When calculating penalties, the MPCA considers a number of factors, including the seriousness of the violation, the potential for harm to human health or the environment, history of noncompliance, and the economic benefit the company gained by failing to comply with environmental laws. Story 8. Soybean growers relieved over end to Minnesota's Clean Cars Rule. On June 30, the state of Minnesota withdrew the entire Clean Cars Rule. So we've been fighting emissions for decades. Another aspect that growers are fighting back against is the misconception that producing more biofuels equates to more land entering production. We just want to make sure it benefits Minnesota as a whole, not to blindly follow another state's standard. The process began in May when Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison submitted a letter to initiate the dismissal of the case. Story 9. Sugar beet and dry bean harvest equipment clinic brand specific breakout sessions will allow attendees to get the latest updates and focused discussion on the equipment they choose. Valerio Hoyas Viegas, assistant professor, Dr. Michigan State University Extension, will host the vegetable and field crop production update at the Saginaw Valley Research and Education Center, 3775 S. Reese Road, Frankenmuth, MI 48734, on Tuesday, February. The event kicks off at 9 a.m. Story 10. News Wrap. Trump announces new tariffs on dozens of countries. Notice. Transcripts are machine and human generated and lightly edited for accuracy. Instead, he was given two life terms, plus an additional 40 years, the longest sentence the judge on the case says he has ever handed down. The move had drawn criticism from press freedom advocates, who accused the administration of trying to uncover journalists' confidential sources. The S&P 500 also ended sharply lower. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. An IH-1066 sold at the farm auction for $18,000. The farmer said, "That's three times what I paid for mine in 1976. His wife said, "Inflation." He said, "Affection." Inflation is what the banker calls affection. Here is Cal's quiz. Wheat stem rust, 1953 to 1955 outbreak, destroyed what share of the U.S. spring wheat crop? A. 10%, B. 25%, C. 40%, D. 70%, and the answer 40%. The outbreak triggered Norman Borlaug's rust-resistant wheat breeding program in Mexico, the work that eventually won him the 1970 Nobel Peace Prize. USDA's first U.S. bulletin on wheat rust came in 1894. Source, USDA Agricultural Research Service History. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields. And thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.